Recently, there was an event in Hungary that was 5th World Bodybuilding Championship. We had a very nice interaction with the team. I was invited as a mind power trainer. So we would like to also share with you about fitness and mind and brain, how they are connected with each other. So I would like to show you one small video film of Hungary, how the event went and how our team from India, they won 2 gold medal and 1 bronze medal. So first I'll show you the video film. This is a small piece of mind channel news for a few minutes. So just this was the session for 3 days, and the Indian team just 1 month back in the Asian Championship, it was not able to get even second position. And after 1 month, we had this event, and the person, he is the chief coach of the Indian team, so he is going to share his experience.
Which was conducted at Budapest from 18 to 17 November. On arrival to Budapest, Brahma Kumari Sanskar and Sri Jagdeep Singh, unka jo delegates hai, they came to us. And they conducted a well-organized class for the upliftment and mental power and dedication of the Indian athletes. This dedication was enabled us, our players, to strengthen their mind for the peaceful and concentrated stay in the stage, as well as to perform their life best at this stage. That during the Asian Bodybuilding Challenge, our Angur Sharma, he came second, he was a silver medalist. Now, after a month, we came to Budapest for the World Championship, and he won.
And supported by Sri Jagdeep Das of this Brahma Kumari Sun Sports Empowerment Class, that definitely enabled Indian team to concentrate for the better performance.
So this was a wonderful experience with the body conscious people, how the soul consciousness can affect their performance. So that was how this brother won the gold medal first time in his life, and he gave all the credit to the meditation training which they had in the Hungary in the 5th World Bodybuilding Championship. Now, we are going to talk how the soul, mind, brain and body, they are interconnected, and how our thoughts, they affect our performance. In the spirituality, we say it as a soul power, but in the psychology, we call it as a mind power. And there were 2 historical events in the history of world of sports. There was one person, known as Mr. Roger Bannister. Nobody on the earth, no athlete, could run a 1 mile distance in less than 4 minutes. For centuries it was tried, even in Greek, people used wild animals so that they can be left, they can chase the athletes, and out of fear they can run so fast that they can break this record. But nobody could do this 4 minute a mile record. Once Roger Bannister, who is from UK, he said, "I will break this record." On 6th May 1954 in Oxford University, he invited all the media people and he challenged this distance. And when actual race took place, he was the person who broke this record. And afterward, when he was asked how it was possible on 6th May 1954, how you could break this, he said, "Before this event, I visualized more than 1,000 times that I am breaking this record. I am covering the distance of 1 mile in less than 4 minutes. From then onwards, the sports psychology, they started working on this, and the mind power training, psychological training, emotional quotient training, they all had a lot of development in the sports psychology. And from there onwards, it started how these are connected. But the thing is, when we talk about mind power, people usually talk only about mind, brain and body. But here we have also another concept of the universal mind. We call it as source energy, sometimes supreme power, but the whole world is deriving its energy, divine powers, from the ultimate source of energy. Now the soul and mind, in larger term, we can just say the psychology says it's mind power. Some of them, they accept the existence of soul, and some of them don't accept that there is any soul. But mind, everybody accepts. And if you go further in the mind, we have two kinds of mind. One is conscious mind, another is subconscious mind. And conscious mind is working 24 hours when we are awake. Subconscious mind works 24 hours. And almost 10% powers are with conscious mind and 90% powers are with the subconscious mind. So are you getting translation? Is it okay? So when we think in our mind that I can do this work, repeatedly when we feel I can do this work, I can do this, I have the confidence, so your subconscious mind gets the signal from the conscious mind and it starts working. And they have the relationship just like a servant and a owner or a commander or an army. Like a commander, if it says you destroy this much area, so what army will do? They will execute the order of the commander. The same way, the conscious mind and subconscious mind, whatever you talk to the self, if it is negative, it brings negative result in your life. If you talk positive, it brings positive results in your life. So that's why we are always told, you just be, have good wishes for others, think positive about the self, never say that I cannot do this, and always think that I am a unique personality in the world. Nobody is like me. If you go past thousands of years, you will find no personality was like you. And even in decades to come, there won't be a personality the way we are. So we should never compare ourselves with others. We should never try to copy any person, whether he is a great personality, great sportsman, whoever. And then we have a brain. The mind sends signals to the brain. And the brain also, like this was conscious and subconscious mind, the frequency of the brain we can measure in the, you call it as EEG, electroencephalography. Same way we have ECG. You know, you can record the waves of your heart. Same way we can have the frequencies of the brain, and it depends from different persons to different person. And there mostly we have beta, alpha, theta, delta, and all these four frequencies, when we are awake, we are into the beta wave. And when we do meditation, or when we are in a happy mood, we are not jealous of any person, we are having positive thoughts, so that time, we are into the alpha level. And this is the most creative state of mind. You might have seen so many people having alpha mind power training. So the aim is to keep your frequency between 8 to 12 cycles per second. And this happens three times in the three ways. In the three types we have, three ways by which we can come into the alpha level. That I'll discuss with you. And then when we go to sleep, so that is theta wave. And if you go more down, that is delta wave. When we are in delta wave, we get maximum energy from the Supreme, and we become automatical soul conscious in the delta wave. That is for a few minutes. So our aim is to maintain ourselves into alpha level. And when we get up in the morning, until unless we start working on the computer, mobile, TV, or we start reading some paper, or we start talking, we remain for few minutes into alpha level. And if you can sit in that alpha level for few minutes in meditation, you will get abundance of energy through meditation. And that is for few minutes. You can say 5 to 10 minutes automatically. Another is when we do relaxation technique. In the whole world, all the psychologists, they use this relaxation technique. They will ask you to lay down into the savasana, and they will start giving you some commentary. So by that also, slowly, slowly you come from beta level to alpha level. And the third one is the Raja Yoga meditation training, what we do through creative visualization. When we sit and we focus our mind, we visualize ourselves as a subtle energy body, and we visualize a soul in our forehead. So slowly, slowly, we come down and we make best use of our divine powers. Beyond that beta, there are also two, super beta and hyper beta. When we think about vices, ego, attachment, lust, anger, so our frequency goes little higher than beta. That is called super beta, and that is 19 to 25 cycles per second. And when we execute those, suppose these vices, if they come into our lives in the form of action, so that becomes hyper beta, like 25 to 50 cycles per second. all these negative people in the world, you might have seen, they are being trained by the psychologist. Even these terrorists and all human bombs, they do such a negative action that they destroy a lot of people. That is being done in hyperbeta. So our aim is how we can maintain our alpha level. For that, we should give the inputs to our mind in the form of positive words, positive thinking, good wishes for others, and always relaxing the self. Like this I told you, this was conscious and subconscious mind. We had lot of training with the national teams. First we had training with the boxing team. They had lot of nervousness before their event. And when we told them, you just relax yourself and don't think much about your competition. Talk to the self. And that makes a big difference. Like just now I show you the video clip of Hungary. The Indian team, just 1 month back, it was not able to come even second. The people were not able to get second silver medal. And after 1 month, they won 2 gold medals and 1 bronze medal. And the experience of the coach was, our team was shattered totally and they were not able to focus. The moment they go onto the stage, they become nervous. The judges, they are telling you to do some action and they are showing some different pose. So with little bit of training, and especially in bodybuilding, it is very difficult. In 1 month, you cannot improve. In other game like lawn tennis, cricket, volleyball, all game you can score your goal, you can score more runs. But in this game, it is totally mind power, which we had very nice experience. And another experiment we did with the shooting team, the maximum results which we got in India is through our shooting event. In Beijing Olympic also, the first time one of the Indian, he won the gold medal in individual event. Abhinav Bindra. You might have heard. Have you heard his name? Abhinav Bindra? So can you raise your hand who have heard his name? 50% people. Okay. There are few ways how we can improve our divine power. The maximum powers which we get is from the ultimate mind, source energy. You know, when we connect ourselves, when we think about the supreme power, so we get charge ourselves. Another is when you connect yourself with the nature, 5 elements. Air, sky, earth, water, all these 5 elements, if you are near to them, so they also provide you energy. And when you think about yourself as a soul, and you come near to your soul consciousness, so that also increases your divine power. In this, we have some affirmations, like small affirmations. If you want to be successful in your business life, if you want to be successful in your profession, your job, your any sports, your student life. So we have some affirmations which you can recite. For example, now we can do few affirmations if you want to do now. For that, you have to get up from your seat. We'll do 3 affirmations. I will say some line, so you have to repeat it. Do you want to do? For that, you have to keep aside your diary, pen, and then you have to get up from the seat. So some people who are feeling sleepy, they will also get energized. Now, what we will do, I'll do some pose like this, both the hands, and you have to have a sufficient gap so that you don't knock down your partner. So have little bit gap, and you have to, when I say I can do it, so you have to raise both the hands and like this. Okay. I can do it. So like this, I will say 3-5 affirmations, and then you also repeat it. Okay, just for demonstration, I will say once, and then you do it. I can do it. Some of the people, I can do it. You have to raise your energy level, and then you have to repeat whatever I say. Okay. I can do it.
I am
dynamic.
I am
genius.
I am genius.
I am divine.
I am divine.
I am successful.
I am successful.
I am hardworking.
I am hardworking.
So like this, when you are in your solitude, you can do this practice whenever you feel like. You can go on the rooftop, and this list of affirmations. There are more than 20 to 25 lines, which you can make use of in your different profession. If you want to have more wealth, you want to have your children to be more intelligent, you can have affirmations for them. And for the self, if you want to have fit, you want to lose your weight, if you are obese, you want to lose your fat. So we have different affirmations. For that, I'll give you website and also the email ID. So now you can just take your seat. Thank you. DVD I don't have, but I can give you the website and we can make it. Which one? Yeah. When we do it, whatever the energy is suppressed inside, when you do it and you express yourself, so you can release those negative energy and you can fill yourself with the positive energy. That is one of the reason. And when you repeat this, so your subconscious mind catches those signal and it starts working on that. We can do it, but for motivating the self, you feel more energized. You become more alert, more active. So that is one of the reason. So you can just, when you are alone, you can go anywhere and you can repeat this. Otherwise also in meditation, you can talk to the self, which we will do now for creative visualization for few minutes. So in the end, we will do it. Another is unconditional forgiveness. You know, until and unless we forgive the people who have criticized you, who have done a lot of damage to you financially, physically, or in any way, maybe in this birth or people who have left their body, they did something which you feel that you can't forget them, you can't forgive those people. So that is very, very important to bring them onto your mental screen and then excuse them, take power from the Supreme and give them power, give them good wishes and just say, from today onwards, I will never ever send negative energy to you. you know, subconsciously we are all connected with each other through cords. Even a person who has done any harm to you, who is not your well-wisher, who is not valuing you in your life, even though he is away, he may be in UK, he may be in US, but he is constantly transmitting those negative cords for you, and that is also affecting. So that what we can do is, when we take energy from the Supreme Father, and when we receive it, and then we radiate it for the particular soul, so your account is balanced. So it is neutralized. You can neutralize that account. So that is one of the way how we can unconditionally forgive a person. So we can do it, if you want to do this exercise for 1 minute, you can just put your fingers in your Gyan Mudra. You should keep both the legs on the floor, no cross-legging. Just keep both the legs and keep your forefinger and thumb together, and just in the relaxed position, keep it on the side or on your legs, not on the top, just keep it down, and you can sit in a very relaxed posture, no stress, no tension on any part of your body. Then I will give you some commentary, and accordingly you visualize yourself. And today we will excuse that person who is coming to our mind repeatedly, who has done some kind of harm to you or to your children. Because if we don't excuse him, if we don't forgive him, you can't get full power from the Supreme. So now just focus yourself onto your forehead. Now feel that this big body is made up of light. Visualize yourself as a diamond star in your forehead. Now feel the power from the Supreme is falling on you like a fountain. Now, you bring that person onto your mental screen, whom you want to forgive for forever. O Father, please give me so much power that I forgive this person who is always criticizing me, he is always a hindrance in my progress. The person who thinks always negative about you, who is not having good feelings. Now, Father, give me so much power that I have a good wishes also for this person. Whatever negative cords are coming to me, they are getting merged into my subtle body. And all the cords are being cut. Please provide him also knowledge. Let him also advance in his life. Let him have good future. I will never ever think negative. Today I am putting a full stop to this story. Whenever that person will come to my mind or in front of me, I'll just visualize a soul. And not to think about the past karmic account. Now slowly you come back. You can rub your both the palms. And you can put it on your face. You know, it is very important in the life always, even if you are in laukik or alaukik, you will always find some kind of struggle, some kind of challenges, always. The moment you go, you advance in your life, you find hurdles. So the idea is, whenever you sit in meditation, especially in the morning, you can emerge that particular soul and receive power from the Supreme and radiate those power to that soul. And after some time, you will find when you do this for few minutes, the person, when he is meeting you, he is having a different feeling for you. Earlier, he was having a different look, but when you do this exercise and you send some positive energy for him, for his welfare, so you'll find he is no more a hindrance in your life. He is not an obstacle. And you are finding him a neutral person, if not a positive one. So this is very important to get rid of such kind of people by giving them energy, good wishes, good intellect, good knowledge. Another is the visualization technique. What we did with the team is, we sat in one of the hotels, which you see the team was accommodated, and there we took them for a session, and in that session, we asked the whole team . This was the training room where we did the training. And in the last, we asked this person to have a visualization training. They just sat like this in a room. Then we took these team members. We asked them to take your light body from your physical body. And just feel that you are going out into the stadium where the event was going to take place. Now you are going on to the stage like a world champion. And then you are doing your event. all the judges who were sitting in front of them, they are giving you good marks. And I am going on to the stage like a world champion already. And this is for your information. And then we ask them to give 10 seconds drishti to all the 5 judges. And then they came down from the team. And before that, they used to go, this was the invitation from them. With this little bit of visualization technique, that you are going on to the stage, you are doing a very good performance, you have won the championship, and you are coming down. So like this, we ask them to do minimum 5 to 10 times, and they did it, and that did a miracle for them. Now, when we go to our workplace, so before leaving our house, so we can do this for few minutes of creative visualization, like from my house, I'm going out, then I'm catching my train, bus, or I'm going by my own car, and my car is going through the road and it is reaching your office. In the office you are going and everybody is meeting you, greeting with a smile, and you are having a very nice time. Your working hours, and then you are coming slowly after your working hour is over back to your house. So when you do this, so what happens in our brain, there are neurons. When we think anything, so there are pathways are being created by our thoughts. You know, whatever you think, brain releases some kind of hormones, which we call it as serotonin, and that hormones, it depends upon your thinking. There was an experiment by a scientist. They asked a person to sit and they put the EEG onto their head, and they told him to move the fingers fast. And whatever in the brain it was recorded, after a few minutes, again they were asked to sit in silence and just to think that they are moving the fingers. They are not actually moving, but they are just thinking that you are moving your finger. So you will be surprised, the recording in the brain was almost similar. So whenever we are thinking about any incidents, suppose you are thinking, oh my God, this may not happen. Sometimes there may not be rain. I may not get rain. So you are already creating a pathway in your brain and you are making your way already before the actual event. That is what the Roger Bannister, he did. He visualized in his mind, and the brain, it created a lot of pathways so that the success was already inbuilt and he got the result. So in the creative visualization, we can feel, suppose you are going from here to your country. So when you go to Baba's room, you feel that your subtle body is going out and catching the transport. Then you are going to Ahmedabad, catching flight, from there you are going very safely, flying to your place, and you have reached to your destination. So you have done a creative visualization for your job, for your task, whatever you want to do in life. So this thing we can do at every step in sports or on field. And the meditation, what we were talking, the fifth one, the meditation. In the meditation, when we sit, it depends how we are visualizing. Most of you are already doing it, having good experiences. But still, we can have one more drill. How we are going to the subtle region, then from there to the soul world, driving power, charging the self, and from there we are sending spiritual vibrations for the whole globe. And then everybody is feeling that you are charging others by emerging them in front of you. So that drill we can do now in the meditation, how we are getting ourselves charged. If in the meditation we are using our five senses, our taste, ear, eyes, nose, our skin. So when we go to the subtle region, you have that feeling that you are meeting Baba, who is in the form of light. He is shaking hand with you, going for a walk, and you are just going around in a garden. Then you are talking to him, all the news of the Sakar world. And then you can emerge the people whom you want to do service. You want to do your Laukik family. Then in front of Baba, Bab Dada, you can emerge your Laukik family. And then you give them the energy. So that practice also we can do now. Before we do the practice of meditation, last 3 minutes, so I would like to say about the body part. Now we talk about mind power, brain power, and how the body. So body, if you want to keep fit, so you have to take care of 3 things. We call it as R-E-D. Rest, exercise, and diet. Rest, exercise, and diet. In the rest, like when you go to sleep in the night, so it is a good idea that after 9 o'clock, you don't work on electronic gadgets like mobile, computer. It's better if we have half an hour meditation, say 9 to 9:30 or 9:30 to 10 o'clock, and then have a sleep. So you'll have a very sound sleep, and when you get up in the morning, so before coming for the meditation Amrit Vela, so we can have a 1 glass of lukewarm water, and when you take the water, you can make it as an energy drink by your thoughts. You know, the molecular effect on the water is maximum on the water. The most affected elements is water. You know why? Because in the whole world, 3/4 of on the earth is a water content. In our body also we say 75% to 85% body is made up of water. So whenever you drink your simple water, so if you charge it with your thoughts, so it will have a very good effect on your organs, your tissues, on your cells. So when you take the water, just give thought that this is an energy drink, I am drinking, so it will make my all the organs all my tissues, all my cells. It will strengthen them. And then you can drink it. So after Amrit Vela, if you are not used to of having tea or coffee, so it's a good idea that you take another one glass of water with some, when you go back, you can take half lemon or one lemon. Without any sugar, without any salt, just simple. The only thing is, we can take the water sip by sip. So that when you take the one sip, you feel that the larva is being released by your mouth, and when it goes to your stomach, it helps you in digesting your food, and there are some fluids which are released, and that is helping us in having a good digestion. If you are used to have it, you are having any habit of tea or coffee, so just take half glass water and then take tea. Never we should take empty stomach tea or coffee. So this is about when you take in the diet, you can take your water element, and maybe around in the afternoon, evening hours. So keep having water, at least 4 or 5 glasses, whenever you are free and you feel you can take it. So it's very good idea. So we'll sit for a few minutes in silence, and then I'll continue my session. So exercise is very important. As long as the soul is in this body, we have to take care of over this vehicle. Isn't it? If the vehicle is not good, then how you will go to there, how you will complete your journey? If you are having more weight, then you will have lot of diseases one by one. Blood pressure, sugar, knee pain, back pain, neck pain. These are all because of overweight people. And if we are not doing any exercise regularly, so it's our karmic account. It is not the fault of Baba or Dharma. Because there are two people, A and B. A is getting up early in the morning, doing a half an hour walking or some kind of exercise. The other person, he is just relaxing or taking rest. And it is happening, every day it is happening. So after some time, what will happen? Who will be more fit? A or B? A. Because the nature gives in return the fitness. Because he was working hard. He was getting up early in the morning. He was going for a walk. He was seeing sunrise. He was seeing birds and the pure air in the morning. A lot of ozone, you know, before the sunrise. So he is benefited by all that nature. So in turn, he is having a good health. So it's a good idea if you can devote some time for half an hour to 45 minutes. It can be in the form of walk. One of the best exercises is walking. If you have a good shoe, and if you are walking on the metal road, then make sure that your shoe is of good quality. The two things we should always take care of, there should be the cushioning effect in the sole and the heel. There is a gap. So there should be a cushioning effect. It should not be hard. Otherwise you will start having shin bone pain after 1 or 2 years. Second thing is, when you select a shoe, you should be able to bend it completely. It should not be stiff. So these two things we should take care of. We can buy a good type of shoe, good quality shoe. And also make sure that when you go for a walk, it should not be insecure place. Going early in the morning, going to garden or some outside, so it's not safe, then don't go. Security is more important than your walking then. Otherwise, like here, we can go 4 rounds from Baba's dome to the last place, and just 3-4 rounds, there are certain kind of hormones which is released in the body if you do exercise. And that gives you more fitness. The taking of lemon water in the morning, you will never have fat in your life. And second thing is doing some physical exercise. After the Murli class, when there is a sunrise, one should always take 10 to 15 minutes of sun bath. Very important. Lot of diseases are happening because we are not exposed to sunlight. We just go to our vehicle is AC, our house is AC, our office is AC. We just go from our house, catch our bus, train, car, go to our AC. So we are not exposed to sunlight. So if you can afford, even before breakfast, just sit in sunlight and feel the energy from the sun. So is it possible? Yeah. In certain country, you know, from 8 to 10 months, there is no sunlight. So anyway, when you come here, make use of it. And about exercise, simple exercises are good. Apart from walking, You can do some breathing exercise like Anulom Vilom. You are doing in the morning? Nowadays? No? So I'll request Didi if they give me time, so I can teach you three exercises. Anulom Vilom, Kapalbhati and Bhastrika. They give you a lot of cardiovascular fitness and your oxygen intake is increased without spending anything. You know, when in the night when we sleep towards right, the time is up to 12:15. The class 12:30. Okay. When we sleep in the night, suppose we are sleeping towards right, so automatically we are breathing from the left nose. We are not breathing from right nose. And when we sleep towards left, we breathe through right nose. When we breathe through right nose, there is a warm air. And when we breathe through left nose, there is a cold air. If for many hours you are sleeping in the night towards one side, so that is affected on your body, on your health. So in the morning what we do, when we sit in sunlight, we do this breathing exercise. We just make a posture like this and we put the right thumb onto the right nose and then we inhale from the left nose, hold the breath for a few seconds and then exhale from the right nose, then again inhale from the right nose, hold the breath for a few seconds and then exhale from the left nose. So that is called one cycle. You can do this 4 to 5 cycles. You will never ever have your cough, cold, and it is also called balancing pranayama. You know, in the night, suppose you are not knowing which side you are sleeping, so your breathing pattern is disturbed. In the morning for 4 or 5 sets, you are again fully energized. And that balancing, whatever it happened, it is cured. So how it is done? That you make a position like this and then you put it on the right nose, you inhale from the left, then hold the breath, then exhale from the right. Again inhale from the right nose. Hold the breath. Then exhale from the left nose. This is one cycle. So you can do it 4 to 5. And in Kapalbhati, we are only exhaling. You can do it for 2 to 3 minutes. Only exhale. And the best time is morning when we can take the exercise. And another is Bhastrika. In Bhastrika, we exhale and inhale with equal force. So these three exercises we can do. And whenever you do any exercise, you go for a walk, you go for swimming, cycling, after that you should always do 5 to 10 minutes Savasana. Savasana is dead pose. It is just laying down onto your floor or onto your cot, and then doing meditation also. You can doubly benefit it. You just lay down for 5 to 10 minutes and then take yourself onto the subtle region and charge yourself spiritually, mentally and physically. So that 10 minutes of rest after exercise is equivalent to 2 hours of rest in the night. It is so important. Your body temperature, it comes to the room temperature. If you are so doing exercise, you are warmed up, and immediately if you change your clothes or you take bath, so you are affected. If you take 10 minutes of rest, you are fully cooled down, then you can take up your next task. So these things we can take care in exercise. This is physical exercise, so mental exercise we are already doing in the meditation. That we will also again do 3 minutes. So rest, exercise and diet. In the diet I am only talking about water, but there are some more factors. We have a 45 minutes of session on diet. So there is one website which you can make use of. You can download some of the articles. It is the sportswing@bkivv.org is the email. sportswing@gmail.com another email. And the website is sportswing. I'll just write it here. The website where you will find some of the articles. I think you can get it. So some of the things are there. Otherwise, you can be sent these articles on fitness, mind power, motivation, team spirit, stress management, nutrition and sports, inner game of life. We have science of success, then science of meditation. That is the last one, art of winning. So some of these things are given onto this website. Apart from this, whatever I spoke, if you want to ask anything, so I can clarify. Otherwise, in the last, I will take 5 minutes of meditation drill. Yeah? Actually, the skipping is a very good exercise, but it needs some basic fitness before starting skipping. You can't immediately, if somebody is who is not having already that practice, and immediately if they take up the skipping, so that is not advisable. People, sometimes they get muscle cramp, sometimes they get some kind of injuries, because that needs a lot of energy to jump and quickly do the skipping. But if you have the practice of walk, say around 3 to 5 kilometers, and that is for a month, so you build up some basic fitness, and then you can do it for a few minutes on the rooftop or some place, that can be done. Otherwise, for stretching exercise, one of the best is Surya Namaskar. It is in 12 steps, and you can do it in a very small place. If given time tomorrow morning, we can do it, the Surya Namaskar also. The breathing exercise, Surya Namaskar, and 3-4 asanas like Savasana, Uttan Padasana, Paschimottasana, Vajrasana. So these are 3-4, and that you can do within 10 to 15 minutes. So not much time. So these things we can take. If let us see what is the program tomorrow. Anything else? The other question, yeah? You can just ask by sitting. Very nice question. The best time is, very nice question, whenever you get up from your sleep, the question is, what is the best time for creative visualization? The best time is, whenever you get up from your sleep, whether it is in the morning, or it is in the evening, or afternoon, whatever time. Because, when you are getting from the sleep, you are having a few minutes of alpha level, automatic. And if you sit in that time, like I can suggest you, if you can have a small diary, note down few points from Murli, 5 to 10 points every day. And you keep it with yourself. When you get up in the morning, just read those points and then you start creative visualization. So that will give you a lot of energy, lot of thoughts to guide your thoughts and how to visualize effectively. The best time is when you get up from your sleep. And suppose you are going for a Amrit Vela, and so many people you might have seen, they are just not doing it properly. They are feeling like to sleep. So if that person goes back to room and again sleep, and then come after 5 to 10 minutes of meditation, so he will have more divine energy afterward instead of doing it forcibly. It's no need to sit there and then waste your time. If you are sitting, like if you are following all the Srimad, when you sit in silence, 45 minutes you are doing Amrit Vela, sometimes you find only 5 to 10 minutes you are with Baba, other time you are just roaming around with your relatives, thinking about this thing, this issue, that issue, and so many things coming to your mind, but you are not linking with the Baba. So if you are not connecting with the Father, then you will not get the charging. It is not His fault. It is our fault that we have so many things in our intellect. But when you are not able to focus yourself, so you take the point from the Murli and you have a small diary and just churn on those points. When you start churning, you will get mentally refreshed. So I'll suggest always when you sit in Amrit Vela, sit accurately, actively, and just go to the subtle region, emerge Baba, and then go with Him. And you can do a lot of exercise, mental exercise with Him. Then you charge any of your, you can send that energy to any of your relatives, your Laukik people, any country, and the people who are having a lot of tension, who are poor, who are not happy. So you can send that energy during that time. And if you are doing it properly, sometime you will not feel like to come. You will feel 45 minutes is not enough time to do that much service. You know, sometime we try to practice from 3 to 5, 2 hours in the evening, 6 to 8. Doing visualization, walking also, we are doing meditation. And when we have special time, so sometime 2 to 5 o'clock in the morning, 3 hours. So it's very interesting when you are going with 5 senses into your creative visualization. You have to add 5 senses. That is teens, T-E-E-N-S. If you want to remember, T is tongue, E is eye, another E is ear, N is nose, the last S is skin. If you can involve these 5 senses while visualizing, even in Vatan or doing any service, then you will really have a very deep experience of your meditation. Any other question? Okay. Suppose you want to do, you have something in your mind. You can just do 3 times in a day. If you have some project in your life, suppose you want to get something done. Some work you want to do, some business you are doing, you are not getting success. So you visualize yourself, always in the present tense, that it is happening. And you can do it 3 times. And very shortly you will find a good result. One more exercise nowadays people are doing, that is water glass therapy. We call it as water glass therapy. In the night, if you take the water, a glass, which is made up of glass, not steel, if you hold the glass in both the hands, in the night, just give charging, Father, please guide me in the divine order. I want your ideas, I want your guidance in this my life, in this field. Anything you want to do, you want to study something, some subject you want to select, you want to go to some country, whether I should go or not, you just give that thought to that water in the night and drink that water half glass. It can be lukewarm, and then you can just put a cover onto it and you just sleep. When you get up in the morning, again you hold that glass and repeat that same thought which you had in the night. Oh Father, please guide me in the divine order. This is very important. Because if you want to get benefited in something, so there should not be any harm for the other person also. And repeat that thought and then drink that water. After a few minutes, people are having intuition that you don't do this. Don't go to that place. Don't take up this, any lucky job you are taking, you are planning to have it. So people are having very nice touching in the morning. And those who are not doing meditation, those who are not BK, they are asked to sleep onto the right side. And then after a few minutes, they have this touching. The only thing is, psychology says any idea, any thought, that remains only 80 seconds in our intellect. So if you are able to write it, pen it down, then that information becomes your power. Even we have experienced this thing. Whenever there is program, any lecture, after Amrit Vela, suppose we are doing some walking, a lot of points are coming to the intellect. You take up this topic, you tell these points to the people. And what we do, we keep a small diary in our pocket, and that diary is very important. Because if you don't note down the points, then that will, and because that time you are in alpha level. When you go to the beta level, you are not able to remember what came when you were in alpha level. So that kind of diary you can just note down 5-4 points and then whatever points come to your mind and then start working accordingly. This is very useful. This thing is given in Google also if you type water glass therapy. So a lot of techniques are given there. And this is very effective. Okay. Now we'll do one. I'll do some commentary. So you'll just go from here and feel that your subtle body, just like a balloon, it is flying towards the sky and then crossing the whole universe and going to the soul subtle region. There we are meeting Bab Dada. And then after some meeting, we are leaving our subtle body into the subtle region. And then the soul, in the form of a divine pint of energy, it is going slowly, slowly to the soul world. You know how the soul world looks like? You know, no? Now, we see the sky, what is the color? Blue. And the light is from sun. So there, the sun, we call it as Gyan Surya. There is also like sun, divine energy, due to which the whole Pramdham is enlightened. The light is like when you see sunrise or sunset, the golden red color. And there are souls coming, have a charging with the Father. They are sitting just underneath the Supreme Father. And the energy is being received by them. And then that energy is being transmitted towards the corporeal world. You know, in the whole universe, the planet, if you see this earth planet, if you go to the star, how big it will look? Very simple point of star. The position of the earth in the universe is just like a small ant onto the earth. Small, any piece of paper. Same way, when you go up, there are thousands of stars, planets, satellites in the universe. And they are far away. And you know, their only life is only onto the Earth planet. There is no life on any planet, on any star. And the Father is coming from there, onto this. And our body also is, it can listen between certain level of sound. It can tolerate certain degree of temperature. If we are less than 12 degree, we may die. If we are more than 108 degree, again we may die. Only certain limitations we can survive. The moment we cross that, it goes off. And in the nature, all the elements, they are doing their work very perfectly. Like sun is rising every day at accurate time. You might have never heard today's sun was half an hour late. Have you heard? No. Have you ever heard in this country there was no oxygen today? The air is supplying oxygen and carbon dioxide to all the planets, oxygen to all the human beings. And so we get water everywhere, we get sun energy, perfectly in harmony all the elements they are working. In the same way, if we all the human beings are working harmoniously, we can bring golden age onto this earth. But we are working selfishly, we don't have broad-minded, we just think about the self, and only human beings are independent to think whatever they want to do. If you want to see a buffalo, if buffalo thinks that I want to go to Delhi, can it go? No. Only human beings. If I have a thought that I want to go to Delhi, I can go. But the nature cannot. Any tree, any animal, if they have a thought that I want to go to this place, they can't. Only we are given this power. whatever is coming to our mind, whether we are thinking right or wrong, it is up to us. And the moment we are thinking negative, the seeds are sown. Baba cannot do anything. Our destiny is on whatever we are thinking. And whatever we are thinking, brain is bound to release those hormones. If you are scolding a child, you are not studying, you are stupid, you are this. So the brain of the child, it will start releasing those hormones. And the child will become totally depressed. If you appreciate a child or any person, you are very good, you are doing a very good job, you are very good in studies, your behavior is very nice. So that thing will be having a more effect, and you can program the mind of the children or any person. Because when you are talking to a child in a peaceful way, he is into his alpha level. And whatever programming you are doing, in alpha level, conscious and subconscious powers are connected. There is no intellect working that time. So, if we are making our conscious mind very strong, so it is very difficult to become soul conscious. If we are giving so many informations, we are remembering so many name of car, computer, this, so many informations, they are all useless. That is why Baba says, be alone and be in remembrance. Don't think too much about other things. So that is it. Anyway, we'll just now sit in silence. You can just say, you can keep your posture, you can keep both the legs, feet touching on the ground, and shoulders collapse, hands you can just keep by the side. Now we will just visualize that this physical body is made up of light. There is a diamond like star in my forehead, and this body is like a balloon or like a spacecraft. I am leaving this physical body, crossing this hall, slowly going up, and I can visualize some aeroplanes going here and there, some birds, and then you are crossing and going up and up and up to the soul subtle region. So I'll just give you the commentary and then you visualize accordingly. Try to focus all your inner powers in your forehead. Visualize your body is made up of light. There is a diamond-like star in your forehead. Very tiny point of energy. Now I am ready to take off from this physical world. Now I am leaving this physical body, crossing this hall, going up towards sky, crossing space. I see so many stars on the way, and then I reach subtle region. I find Baba waiting for me. Having a garland in his hand. Baba receives me. Come, my child. You're welcome. Baba is giving me drishti. Baba puts the garland in my neck. Then I shake hand with Baba. I feel his hands are very soft. When I touch Baba, I feel a current in my body flowing from Baba to me. Baba is asking me, how is everybody in this corporeal world? I say, Baba, all are fine. Now we both, Bab Dada and myself, going for a walk. While walking, we find beautiful garden. Very nice smell coming from the flowers. Then I asked Baba, I want to emerge all the people who are over in advance party. I want to see them, I want to meet them. Baba emerged all of them. They have come to a garden. Myself, Baba standing towards my right. And all the people in our advance party standing in front of us. We are exchanging drishti with each other. After taking this tea, all of them are getting going away from there, disappearing. Now I ask Baba, Baba emerge all the Madhvanivasis. Now we see all the Madhvanivasis in Vatan. All Dadijis, senior brothers standing front. We are all exchanging drishti. Baba is looking at everyone. Very nice feeling. Now, after taking drishti, all of them, they got disappear. Now I requested Baba to show me golden age. Within a second, Baba took me to golden age. There was beautiful life, palaces. Baba took me to one of the palace. Shown me how we will have Puspak Viman. Very nice weather. Nice trees. Flowers, all the people wearing very good costume. So like this, Baba showed me the scene of Golden Age. Then we came back to subtle reason. I asked Baba that I want to go to soul world. So now I am leaving my subtle body in the subtle reason, and then in the form of divine energy I am leaving for the soul world, going up, up, and reaching just near Baba. Now I am feeling the power of purity, vibrations of purity entering me. And from me to the whole corporeal world, I am spreading energy. All the people in the corporeal world, they are getting knowledge of Baba. People are getting rid of their violent activities. Having a peaceful lifestyle. Everybody is respecting each other. Having a lot of love, affection. Now I am coming down from soul world to the subtle region where my subtle body was already waiting. Now I am flying down back towards corporeal world. Slowly coming down. On the way I can visualize moon, sun, then coming back, crossing this hall roof, and then coming to my physical body. Now I am seated in my forehead, but still I am connected with Baba, Shiv Baba. One very strong cord coming from Shiv Baba. Now I am spreading that cord to my Laukik people. They are getting Baba's knowledge. They are also liking meditation. Their life is changing. Everybody is getting good health, happiness. So like this, I will make use of this energy for the self, for others, selflessly, for the good cause of the humanity. So now you can come back. Om Shanti. So it was good experience? Nice? Okay, thank you.